Bez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Paradum, and the laws of the Red Heifer, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding invalidations as it relates to the water, both by the transportation of the water and regarding the Kiddush, which is when you put the ashes on the water. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the invalidation of Malacha, which we mentioned in the previous Perek, as it relates to the transportation, the Halacha of the water. Mishal Yumim of Al Kasefer. So if someone had the waters on their shoulders, V'amad, and he stopped, and he gave a ruling of halacha to others, or he qualified a din Torah, or they did a chalitza of a brother-in-law with his brother's widow in front of him, or she was a minor that does a refusal of her rabbinic marriage to her husband, or he showed someone the way how to get somewhere, or he killed a snake or a scorpion, or he took food from the marketplace to put it away. In all these cases, the water is going to be invalidated. Because he was engaged in something else, as we said this in the previous parak, before he put the ash on the water, doing some other activity will invalidate the water. Avalbat. And this, as we said in the previous parak, you could do the same action, but depending on the intent, will change the criterion. But if he took the food from the marketplace to eat them, and he eats it as he's going, or he killed the snake and the scorpion, that are getting in his way, then the water is going to be valid. Because this is for necessities of transporting of the water, which this is the rule. Anything that is a problem because of work, that he did before he put the ashes onto the water, bein amad, bein lo yamad, whether he stopped or he didn't stop, possible doing that malacha is going to invalidate it. Now, b'davish ein b'shem malacha, anything that's not because of malacha, im lo yamad, so if he didn't stop, shem, it's going to be valid. Bein amad, and if he did stop, possible, it's going to be invalidation. Now, ha'yim ha'alch b'mayim, let's say he was going with the water, u'padatz b'shasi luchay, mokam she'elich b'yim, and as he's going, he breaks open some barrier in the area where he's going. So Ava Bishop Parat Samanas Lig did now, although he really was breaking it with the intent of subsequently fixing it, Kiyam is Kasha, because ultimately right now all he did was a necessity, even though his intention is to fix it, but right now it's just to get where he's going to. Now, but from God, but if let's say he did fix it before he actually put on the ashes, well then it's going to be invalid because that is a malacha, not for necessity of the water. V'chein sotim kotza peiris lecha, let's say he cut fruits to eat. Ava Bishop Kavanas Lahaktis as a show, although his intent was also to cut the rest, but he didn't, so Ksherin is going to be valid. But if he if he did do the rest, he cut them off too, which is unnecessary for right now, then possible it's going to be invalidating the water. Halacha base. Let's say he was eating as he was transporting the water. Now he has some leftovers. And he throws what's left over beneath the fig tree or beneath this mat that they used to put on the figs to dry up. So in the scavenger of the pace, that if his intent is that the fruit should not get lost and he's throwing it there so that it should be for later, I remind Basulim, that's going to invalidate the water. He did an activity that's for later and that's not for now. But if let's say he threw it away just happens to be there because he has no need for it, well, that's necessary for now. He can't carry everything that he's holding. So I remind him, shame. So the water's going to be valid. Someone draws water to sanctify them. Now, he gives it over to someone else to watch them, to safeguard them. And in the meantime, the owners of the water who gave it over, they're doing malacha. The water is not going to be invalidated. Because he gave it over to a shomer. So it's not a problem of him doing malacha. Now, the masa shomer malacha, but if the shomer, if the guardian does malacha, well, some he's going to invalidate. Shari and b'shusa, because now it's in his domain. He's taking the place of the owner. And again, doing malacha will invalidate. Now, let's say you had two people watching the water. One of them did malacha, the water is going to be valid, because the second one is watching, which the pasuk says has to be watched. And you have someone watching it. Let's say the first guy came back now to watch. Now the second guy is doing malacha. Again, the water is going to be valid. Until all the guardians are doing malacha at the same time, and no one's watching, only then would it be invalid. Malacha Gimel continues regarding the invalidation of Malacha at the time of the Kiddush, which is when you put the ashes on the water. So Makadish ba'achas yadiv. So someone's sanctifying with one hand. He's putting the ashes on the water with one hand. With the other hand, he's doing a Malacha. So im la'atzmei Kiddush, if he's sanctifying it for himself, possibly he's invalidated. Shari asa malacha koid matan eifer b'mayim, because essentially he's doing malacha before he actually put on the ash on the water. We said that the invalidation of the miloy is up until ash put on. So if at the same time that he's doing that, he's doing malacha, he has done malacha before he's put the ashes on, thus invalidating it. But vimlacha veder kiddush, but if let's say he's actually sanctifying the waters for his friend, hamayim kshim, the waters are going to be valid. Why? Because he cannot invalidate his friend's water with the work that he's doing, because his friend didn't give it over for the drawing of the water, only for kiddush. And malach only invalidates by mili up until you put on the ashes. And as the Rambam explains, she'ena malacha b'sels b'kiddush, because malacha will not invalidate by the sanctification, and therefore, even though it was given over to him to do the activities of kiddush, his malacha is not going to invalidate it. Ella b'mayim, only regarding the water. Vahu, and that is the stipulation is she'ha'isa, the one who's doing it, should be either hashomer or yabalim, the guardian or the owner. So therefore, malacha is going to invalidate only if you have two stipulations. One, if it was done before the ashes are put onto the water. And two, is that the one who's doing it is the owner or the one that was given to be the shmir on the mayim. Here, the one was not given to do it for the meal, it was only for the sanctification, and thus, his malacha will not invalidate. Halacha dal da makadish la'atzmai ula achar ka'achas. So if someone's sanctifying waters for himself and for someone else at the same time, so shaloi pasul, his own waters are going to be invalid. Sharei nifsula mayim shalasman, because his own waters have become invalidated before he put on the ashes. Be'esik shenes asik be'kiddush chaver, but by the fact that he's engaged in the activity of getting ready to do the sanctification of his friend's water. Avam kiddush l'shnayim ka'achas, but if let's say he's sanctifying for two other people at the same time, then shneim k'shem, both waters are going to be valid. Shem malachta pesels mechem, like we said in the previous halacha, because his malacha will not invalidate other people's waters. Where, as we said, because it's for someone else, he was only coming for the kiddush, not for the miloy, and therefore will not invalidate. Halacha hey, hamemali la'atzma b'shtei yadav. If someone's drawing water for himself with two hands for two different barrels, and he's doing this ka'achas at the same time, and it's for b'kiddush echas, it's to use it for one sanctification. So pasul is going to be invalid. B'shnei kiddushim, for two sanctifications, well then kasher, then it's going to be valid. Now the Kesem Mishnah's gears is actually the inverse. For one kiddush is going to be kosher, for two kiddushin is going to be pasul. And he explains, for one kiddush, when your intent is to gather all the water to one vessel and to sanctify, it's going to be kosher, because even if you do one after the other, as we said in the previous parak halacha da, it's going to be kosher. But for two kiddushin, to sanctify each barrel by itself, they're both going to be pasul, because the filling up the second one invalidates the first one, and we don't know which one is the first barrel. So therefore then, they're going to be both invalid. Now, kiddush la'atzmai. Let's say he sanctifies for himself, b'shtei yadav, with his two hands, ka'achas, at the same time. Which again, that's the putting of the ashes on the water. And he's doing it at the same time. And he's doing it b'kiddush echad. In other words, he's putting the ashes with his two hands into one barrel to make it one. So k'sheirim, so then it's going to be valid because it's one sanctification. And even if one hand comes before the second one, it doesn't make a difference, because it's as if he's doing a little bit at a time, which it's all for the one sanctification that's going to be valid. Now, but if let's say b'shnei kedushin, let's say he's putting ashes with his two hands into two different barrels at the same time, then p'sulim, they're going to be invalid, because the first kedushin validates the water in the second barrel, and again, we don't know which is first. We already explained in the previous parak halacha hey, that for himself, his kiddush would invalidate the previous milah. Milei v'kiddush b'shtei yadav ka'achas la'atzmai. Let's say he drew the water, and he sanctified the water with his two hands at the same time, for himself. So he filled up the barrel and he sanctified the barrel that he filled up first. So shneim psulim, they're both going to be invalid. Why? Because maybe he did the filling up of the second one before the sanctification of the first one. And therefore the first one became invalidated by the filling up of the second one. And the second one is invalidated by the sanctification of the first one. Now, milei la'achar b'shtei yadav ka'achas. Let's say he filled up for another person with his two hands, simultaneously, b'kiddush echad for one sanctification, well then kasher, that we said, that's okay. B'shnei kiddushin, two sanctifications, our psulim are going to be invalid. Now, because by mila, by drawing, then we don't differentiate between himself and someone else, because ultimately doing a malacha of miloy invalidates even for other people, like we previously explained. So by doing for two different kiddushin, each one's going to validate the other one. Kiddush la'achar b'shtei yadav ka'achas. Now, not miloy, but let's say he sanctified for someone else with his two hands at the same time. So Be Mikidush Echad, whether it's for one sanctification, Be Mishnei Kiddush, whether it's for two separate sanctifications, Shneim Kishem, they're both going to be valid, because like we said in Halacha Tal, we're granting Kiddush for two people at the same time that we said will not invalidate if it's for someone else. Mile Bikidish, let's say he filled up the water and he sanctified it, B'shtei Yodov Ka'achas, with his two hands simultaneously, La'acha, for another person. So Hamilui Pasul, like we said, drawing the water is going to be invalid because maybe he went and did Kiddush first, which is some other Malacha, which is a problem for the Milui even with someone else. But by Kiddush Kosher, the sanctification is going to be valid because even if, let's say, the Mila came before the Kiddush, we say it's not invalid, like we said in Malacha Gimel, that is not a problem regarding the Kiddush. Which Ramana tells us, Zehakol, this is the rule. Call Milui Shasa Malacha, any drawing of the water that you do Malacha with it. Now that's Ben Shemila Atzma, where he's drawing the water for himself, Ben Shemila Atzma, where drawing for someone else, Pasul is going to be invalid. Now, and any water that was drawn according to its halacha, the asim halacha kumshinis eifan, he did malacha before the ashes were put on it. So imam hayim amayim shalach, if it was his own water, harim sum, that's going to be invalid. But the hayim shalach, but for someone else, and he's not in the milu itself, shem, that's going to be valid. Now, b'chol davar should be yaday. Now, anything that's in his hands, even if it's not his, rather his friend gives over to him, the asim halacha does malacha with it. Whether there is another guardian that's not doing malacha, whether there's no guardian, it doesn't make a difference. Pasul is going to be invalid because the invalidation of malacha is not because of consciousness protecting it. Rather, it's its own intrinsic invalidation. Now, somebody that's not in his hand, he does malacha. So that wouldn't be intrinsically for the malacha because it's not in his hands. There, if there is a guardian, like Pasul would not be invalid. But if there would not be a guardian, then Pasul would be invalid because ultimately when he's doing malacha, he's not conscious of protecting it, and there's no other guardian, and therefore then, by default, it would be invalidated. Halacha Vav continues regarding malacha, and when they do for each other. So if someone says to his friend, Kaddish Leva Kaddish Lach, you know what? I have orders that I drew, and you have orders that you drew. You know, you sanctify my waters, I'll sanctify your waters. The Kitchen Zelzan, they sanctify the waters for each other. So Rishon Kasha, the first one to be sanctified is going to be valid. Rishon Pasul, the second one is going to be invalid. Shari Kiddush Bischar, because that sanctification was for pay, which we explained in the previous parak Halacha Beis, that if someone does the Kiddush for pay, it's going to be Pasul. Now, the first Kiddush is going to be Kasher, because when he did the Kiddush, he didn't get any payment, and he's not doing it for payment, because the second Kiddush is going to be Bipsul. So he's not going to get paid for what he's doing. So that one's going to be valid. And whereas the second one is going to be valid because there was the interruption of the, as we said, because he's doing the Kiddush B'schar. Amalai, let's say, tells him, Mali Liva Mali Lach. Not the sanctification, but rather the drawing. You draw for me and I'll draw for you. Umil Zelzan, they draw the water for each other. Harishan Basel, here the first one's going to be invalid. Why? Hayel B'chaba Nasi, since his intent is she Mali Licha Veda Chelev Mila Zed, his friendship fill it up. In exchange for this drawing, so it's as if he's filling it up for himself and for someone else at the same time. Shame Basul, which, as we said in the previous Perek Halacha Gimel, that's going to be invalid because the whole drawing is a malacha regarding the drawing of the second one. Also over here that we see his intent of drawing for the second one like a malacha. Now, Vashayna Kasha, but the second one that's drawn is going to be Kasher. Shamila Basacha Mutu, because although this is doing for payment, the drawing, what we said, is permitted for wages. And he doesn't do any malacha after he drew the water, because he's the second one. And his intent is not for any other drawing of the water. His intent was only to fill up to the other one, but on the filling up for himself is not considered anything at all because his waters were already filled up. Which we're talking about that the sanctification of his waters, which obviously before his friends filled up the waters, because if it wasn't sanctified yet, his waters would also be invalid because the filling up for his friend before putting on the ashes would be invalidation. But that's why here in this case, the first one be Pasul and the second one be Kasher. Halacha Zayin, Amel Chaver, someone tells his friend, Kaddish Li, this is a different mixture. First we said switching off Kiddushin or switching off Milu is here. Kaddish Li, sanctify my waters are already drawn, sanctify them. And Vamalilach, I'll draw the waters for you. So here's Shneim Kshem, both are going to be valid. Why? Shamalacha in the Besel Zakidush. Because as we said in Halacha Gimel, doing malacha is not a problem by the Kiddush. So therefore, the machshava of filling up would not invalidate the Kiddush. And Vamilu Besachar, and regarding the second one that's filling up, which is for wages, that's going to be permitted. Now, let's say Mali Le Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say the other way around. It says, you fill up my water, Bakadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll sanctify your waters. Here, Shneim soon both are going to be invalid. Why? Because the one that draws the water for us is going to be invalid. Because it's like drawing and sanctifying at the same time, because the thought of sanctifying is like the sanctifying, like we said by Mali Leva Mali Lach. And if the water becomes invalid, did everybody doing work with it? And the one that sanctifies the last is going to be invalid. Because he's sanctifying for wages. Because it's as if he's paying back the debt that he has, which is the pay for the other person's services, and therefore, here, in contrast to the first case, where they have the benefit of both, here they have the problems of both, and therefore both are going to be invalid. Lachaches continues regarding malachas as it applies to the kiddush of the waters. If someone's going to sanctify the waters, he could take the key, and he could open up to take out the ashes. And he could take a hatchet, and if he has to dig out the ashes of the paraduma, he could take a ladder, he could take it from place to place, to bring the ashes of a kosher, and that's going to be okay because all these are for the purposes of the kiddush. But if, from when he already took the ashes to sanctify with them, then kisakli. Then he covers the vessel that the ashes was in. Or he closes the door. Or he straightens up the vessel in the ground before he throws the ashes onto the waters. Pasul ha'mayim is invalidated water because those were not necessary for what you're doing right now. But the ashes are going to be valid to sanctify other waters. Zakif esakli. Let's say, however, he straightened out the vessel that he has the ashes in his hand, that it shouldn't scatter. Shem, that's going to be valid. Because it's not possible not to do this. If he put it on the ground, possible he would invalidate the waters. And if he would cover it, possible also invalidate it. So he could straighten it out if it's in his hand so that it shouldn't scatter because that's necessary. Can't put it on the ground, neither could he cover it. Not let's say Efer, let's say he takes the ashes, and he sees it's too much. Then he puts back. Well, kasha, that's going to be okay because that putting the ashes back into the tube is not a malacha. Nostan ha'efa ala mayim. Let's say he already put the ashes on the water. V'rashim rubi sees it's too much. V'notam men l'kadosh mayim achayim. And he takes those ashes to sanctify other waters. Kasha, that's going to be okay because malacha does not invalidate, like we said, after you already put the ashes on the water, which is what you did already. Kirsim ali zayis. Let's say he cut an olive leaf. Lachtis by ha'efa. We made it like some type of like a gutter to put it into the tube so that the ashes should go on its face. If it was because that it shouldn't have too much ashes so that it shouldn't fall into the water, puzzle, it's going to be invalidating it because this malacha was not necessary for this kiddush, just to gather the ashes. But let's say it was that it should gather the ashes into the vessel, well, then kasha, that's going to be valid because this is for this purposes of this kiddush, and therefore that was not something else that was being done at the same time, and therefore it would be valid.